Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here we go. It's Friday morning, and it's nap time again. It's Berg in the Bullpen, hosted by a brother, a mentor, and a friend to me, Alex Berg of the San Francisco Giants. He's out there in San Francisco as they get ready for the three-game series just before the All-Star break against the Colorado Rockies. Yours truly, Mark Mancini, producing in Los Angeles, 347-205-9631. If you happen to miss it, 15 minutes goes by quick. Catch the archive version, blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports, podcast platform, wherever you subscribe to podcasts, powered now by Mancini Media. So without further ado, more him, less of me. Let me lay that red carpet down, put the podium in its place, hand off that mic. Alex, how are you this morning from San Francisco?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
I'm doing great, my friend. Thanks for asking. How can people also get a hold of you?
They can find me on Twitter, and that's AMBURG, the number one, and that's on Twitter.
Well, I'll tell you, just before the All-Star break, these last three games, and then everybody goes away for a few days. I guess the vacation plans come into play. I don't know if you're going to Texas, maybe going up to Washington. And then we start the big road trip, which is a huge one for you guys. Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, Washington, the makeup in Detroit, and you come right back home. No rest for the wicked. You get Oakland. We'll talk about that. But these three games against the Rockies, you saw them exactly about a month ago, and you handled them pretty good in Colorado. I think you scored 21 runs. They averaged only four each game on you. What are you looking for in this series? The same kind of formula to beat them?
Same formula, you know, anytime, especially when we're in Colorado, it's a little different, right? Like you're always trying to add runs. You know that place is crazy and weird stuff happens there. The ball doesn't move right. And then when you hit it, it goes way further than you think. So getting them in Oracle and just kind of getting back to doing what we do, throwing a bunch of strikes, hitting some homers and get some timely hits. And if we could do that, we should have a good series against them.
Yeah, and when you look at that, when you got a team that's struggling like the Rockies, trying to find their footing during the season, the main focus is, okay, we got to look at the Dodgers, get them, then go after the Diamondbacks and keep the Padres at bay, because now the division is starting to tighten up a little bit. I guess that would be the mindset, just keep consistent baseball and, you know, let the chips lie where they may.
Yeah. I mean, for us, we try not to scoreboard check. You know, if we know that if we do what we're supposed to do, we'll be where we want to be in the end. You know, if you're constantly trying to, you know, watch the Dodgers, watch the D-backs, you know, see what they're doing every single night, like, it could be demoralizing if one of those teams go on a run. So we try to focus on what we can control and, you know, go out and play our brand of baseball and do all that. And if we do all that, we'll be where we want to be.
Exactly. And when you look at it now with the schedule being the way it is, less games in the division, I guess it's much more important now to start putting these teams away in the division, because sometimes in late September, you don't have a chance to get that team again. You've played them, you know, in August or July, and now you're trying to get some help to get them, whether it's down the season. So does that play a big thing, not having more division games, 18, 19 games, compared to now maybe 14 or 13?
Absolutely. I mean, we get down to it at the end. Typically, I think last year we played like 18 division games in September or something, maybe more, and you kind of hold your destiny in your hand, and, you know, now you don't have that. I think we do play the Dodgers late, so if it is there, you know, we'll get an opportunity to hold it in our hands, but hopefully it's out of control. Hopefully we're up enough at that point to deal with it. But again, you just got to beat the team in front of you, and you just got to play good baseball, do what you're supposed to do, and everything kind of works out. But yeah, it definitely helps. I think it helps us, honestly, to not have to play so many in-division games just with how good our division is. Like, I know you can put some teams away, but you see it's happened to Colorado a little bit. You know, they play a bunch of division games, get smoked, and then all of a sudden it's like you're really climbing uphill.
Yeah. Now, when you look at, Alex Cobb, six stellar frames the other day, a nice shutout, picked up the team. Boy, he just looks like a guy that just changes the game every time he goes out. He just eats up innings and throwing nothing but strikes. That had to be huge against Seattle the other day.
Well, we needed it. We're on a skid, and we were on a skid, and you know, anytime he touches the mound, you know that you have a really good chance to win, and he's been huge for us. I mean, every time, I mean, he's just so consistent, and to see the resurrection of his career, you know, I think he's 35 now, like, to see how much better he's gotten and continues to get, it's super impressive, and you know, we're very lucky to have him, and I love to watch him pitch every single fifth day.
Yeah, and you know, when you look at Bailey, man, boy, I'll tell you one thing. When you look at the top catchers in the league, he's right up there. He is going to be something. And I guess the quickest way to make it to the majors, and if it's not a left-handed pitcher, it's a switch-hitting catcher. And I just love this kid's makeup.
I mean, he's been crazy impressive. I think the way the pitchers respond to him is probably the most impressive thing. You know, a lot of these guys call their own game, and they have the pitch calm, and they use it. And a lot of these guys are turning over the reins to a rookie catcher, which is crazy to me. I mean, you just don't see it that much. And the way these pitchers respect him and the pitch calling and the work that he does, and to be – it doesn't seem like he's a rookie with how prepared he is and how ready to roll he is every single day. So, you know, he's been extremely impressive, and the way he's handled the staff, he's handled them like a 10-year vet. And like I said, that's one of the most impressive things for a rookie catcher, to be able to get that kind of respect right off the bat.
Yeah, and just to come in and spell Buster Posey, and it just seems like it went right in sync right away. You guys really haven't missed a beat, and that is pretty impressive in more ways than one.
Oh, for sure.
You know, when you look at Duvall there, boy, it's nice. I saw that thing when he got named to the All-Star, well-deserved, and boy, man almighty, this is going to be huge for the National League All-Stars having him in the pen. This guy brings nothing but heat, and it just seems like these guys that are coming through the system now are just bringing nothing but heat. But he is just a unique talent in more ways than one. Tell us a little about Duvall, because some of these American League hitters might not have seen him quite yet, and now you're going to get a bird's-eye view of him.
I mean, it's one of the better arms you'll ever see. I mean, easy. The confidence he has when he's standing up there in the ninth is amazing. I mean, he never looks rattled. I mean, he had a tough outing the other day and just comes right back out and pitches well, and I think it's just a testament to, like, how he is. I think he's uber consistent in his work. He has one of the better routines I've seen out of a young Latin pitcher, and you know, he's always ready to go. He wants the ball. He wants to pitch as much as he can, and, you know, we're very fortunate to have him. I think the AL is in trouble if he comes into that game.
Yeah, that is going to be something. I can't wait to see that. With the All-Star break, the last 3 days, you get the night game today, and then you get a couple day games, and then everybody goes their way till they reconvene in Pittsburgh. How does that kind of play out now? So Sunday night, you'll probably go to Texas, or you'll take a few days with the girlfriend, and then you guys catch a late flight into Pittsburgh like Thursday night. Is that how it would work on some of these things?
I'll fly out Monday morning. San Francisco is a tough city to fly into Dallas late, so I went against the red eye, so I'll stay, fly out early Monday, and then I'll fly into Pittsburgh Friday morning.
Oh, that's
but
good.
It depends. Right now we might have a workout on Thursday in Pittsburgh, but they're actually doing a concert. I think Grateful Dead is doing a big concert at Oracle. So we actually, the guys that stay here won't even have access to the stadium for the break. So it's definitely an interesting dynamic, something that usually we'll have a workout, especially on the 4-day breaks. We'll have a workout. But this year, you know, with kind of all the scheduling and stuff like that, like, it'd be kind of interesting to see. I don't think we're through the finish line on what we're going to do in terms of getting to Pittsburgh. But, you know, if we have to do that, I'll probably go back early, or we'll kind of see. I'm still not sure yet. But, yeah, I'll be in Dallas for four days.
Yeah, you know that. You know, with all these concerts coming in, I couldn't help but notice. I said last week, boy, the Padres and Reds are playing a game Friday, like 5 o'clock in Cincinnati. That's kind of weird. Then I didn't realize they had a Taylor Swift concert after that. So pretty interested in some of these ballparks where they have to time it with, you know, the concerts. And it was unbelievable. I said, man, that's a first. Hey, you know, I couldn't help but notice this, and I wanted to bring it up to you on Sunday, watching Sunday Night Baseball. You guys are playing the Mets. And a dude, I don't know if he fell out of the stands. I don't know if he had so many beers, but, you know, it kind of fell down and kind of waving his arms up like, no, I'm not trying to run on the field. I just fell. The guy was a folk hero after they were interviewing him and everything. Did you catch that? That was kind of, I said to myself, man, that's got to be a first.
Yeah, we were watching. I mean, you kind of see, because the inning had just ended and all of a sudden, you see this dude start, like, windmilling down. And that's far. Like, the place he fell down from, probably, like, 10, 12 feet. Like, that had to hurt. And the security guard and I were sitting there laughing, just as, like, where are you? What kind of place are you in where you just literally fall over a rail? Like, he wasn't chasing the ball. There wasn't anything. Like, you just hang out and fell over the rail.
Yeah, I kind of thought to myself, God, this guy's going to be surrounded. They're going to Lawrence Taylor him here in a minute, you know. And then he put his hands up, and he kind of went out. But, yeah, you've probably seen some – in all the stadiums you've been in, and you've been in them all, I mean, you've had to see some stuff as crazy. Might not be as crazy as that, but some crazy stuff to see somebody actually –
That was definitely a first for me, seeing somebody just fall. Like, you've seen some streakers, you've seen some guys jump on the field, but to just have somebody fall down and, you know, end up on the field, that was a first, and it was absolutely hysterical.
Yeah, I kind of thought Humpty Dumpty fell off the wall, and they put him back together. He had the Band-Aid going and everything. Kind of looked like he had played hockey, maybe took a puck, but... Yeah, that was interesting in more ways than one. As we wind this thing down, that big road trip, man, have you seen anything like it? I know everybody's got to kind of do what they have to do, but, man, oh, man, I don't think I've seen a road trip like this in quite a while. Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, Washington, makeup in Detroit, and then coming right back home, no off day, right into playing the Oakland A's.
We had something like that last year as well. Early,
that's
got to
be something.
Yeah, we had the same thing, 3-city trip to the East Coast. And then
I think I might have lost him.
What was that? So we had a 3-city trip to the East Coast, and then...
Well, technical problem on this end here. As we wind this thing down, I want to thank Alex Berg out there in San Francisco as they get ready to play the Colorado Rockies before this All-Star break. Till then, catch us next week, and we'll be talking to you from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, as the San Francisco Giants will be in Pittsburgh for a 3-game series and the start of a huge road trip. Till then, I want to thank everybody for listening. Alex Berg out there in San Francisco. Yours truly, Mark Mancini in Los Angeles. Have a blessed one. We'll talk to you next Friday from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Till then, stay safe.